Welcome back to the lab. Sources have been removed from this recording for compatibility with listening. Visit quantumdisciple.com to view the sources in detail. To the LGBTQ community, the traditionalists, and everyone afraid to ask the question. In 2026, opening this file is like touching the third rail of a subway track. The culture wars have turned this topic into a minefield. If you say yes, you are labeled a bigot. If you say no, you are labeled a heretic. But as a systems researcher, I cannot make decisions based on feelings or social pressure. I have to look at the manufacturer's specifications. We are not talking about hate. We are talking about design. In engineering, if you use a component in a way it was not designed for, it might work for a while, but eventually it causes system friction. So we are going to perform a compatibility audit on human sexuality. We are asking, what was the architect's intent for the hardware? Section 1.0, the hardware specs, binary architecture. When we look at the biological source code in the opening chapters of the Bible, we see a clear architectural pattern. Consider the design. God created humanity as a binary system of male and female. He did not create them as identical units. He created them as complementary components. Look at the logic. Biologically, the male and female bodies are designed to interface. They fit together. Think about the system integration. The result of this specific interface is life. The reproductive system is the only system in the body that is incomplete in a single individual. A digestive system works alone. A circulatory system works alone. But the reproductive system requires a counterpart to function. The conclusion is that the hardware itself testifies that the design is male plus female. Any other configuration attempts to override the biological logic of the machine. Section 2.0, the definition of sin, the glitch versus the user. Most people think sin means being a bad person, but the ancient Hebrew word for sin literally means to miss the mark. It is a trajectory error. It means deviating from the design specifications. Then there is the argument that love is love. The culture argues that if two people love each other, how can it be wrong? Here is a logic check. In a system, emotion does not validate function. I can love driving my car off-road at 100 miles per hour, but if the car was designed for the highway, I am going to destroy the suspension. The feeling is real, but the damage is also real. The biblical data is consistent from the Old Testament law through the New Testament letters. It classifies same-sex behavior not as gross, but as outside of design. It is listed alongside adultery, greed, and gossip as evidence of a system that is decoupled from its creator. Part 2, Section 3.0, the born this way paradox. This addresses the most common objection. People say, but I didn't choose these feelings. I was born this way. As a Christian, I actually agree with you. We are all born with corrupted files. Consider the doctrine of original sin, which is system corruption. The Bible teaches that the entire human operating system crashed in the story of the fall. Since then, every user comes out of the box with glitches. Some are born with a predisposition to anger, which is a hardware issue. Some are born with a predisposition to alcoholism, which is a chemical issue. Some are born with a predisposition to greed or lust. But notice the logic failure. Just because a desire is natural to you does not make it correct. If I am born with a short temper, I do not say, I am a rageaholic. This is my identity. Celebrate me. No, I recognize it as a bug, and I ask the administrator to help me manage it. We cannot use the phrase, I was born this way, as an excuse to keep running broken code. That is exactly why we need the Savior. Section 4.0, the identity crisis. You are not your glitch. The biggest tragedy today is that we have convinced people to build their entire identity around their sexual desires. We have taken a behavior and turned it into a user profile. The Christian update is this. When you come to Jesus, he does not just patch your software. He gives you a new identity. You are not gay or straight. You are a child of God. If you struggle with same-sex attraction, that is your struggle, not your name. If you struggle with pride, that is your battle, not your label. The moment you define yourself by your desires, you are enslaved to them. The moment you define yourself by the designer, you are free to resist them. Section 5.0. Conclusion. The reformat. Is homosexuality a sin? According to the designer's manual, yes. It is a deviation from the binary design. But here is the critical data point you cannot miss. So is pride. So is greed. So is looking at pornography. The church has often made the mistake of treating this one sin as the unforgivable error while ignoring the plank in its own eye. That is a data hypocrisy. Consider the offer. Jesus did not come to condemn the people with glitches. He came to reformat the hard drive. He offers a new creation. He does not promise that the feelings will vanish instantly, but he promises that his power is greater than your desires. You do not have to change yourself to come to him. You come to him and he changes you. The compatibility check failed, but the grace update is ready to install. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe and visit quantumdisciple.com for more Christian research. Quantum Disciple out.